Hey friends, it's the 18th of September. Welcome to Pray Today. Today we're talking about the hymn written by a man named Robert Lowry called Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. And Robert Lowry was an American. He was a songwriter. He was also a pastor. In fact, he would have much rather preached to people than to share music with people and love to share the news of Jesus with people. He served in the northeastern United States. He was an American back in the 1800s. The early 1800s to the late 1800s is when this man lived. And you look at this song, and there are other hymns that have the theme or the word blood in them. But this is one of those songs that really can grab you in your heart about the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But it's hard, I think, for some people to get past the visualization of this word blood. If we look at blood and we talk about blood, it's almost seen in our culture as something that's spooky or something that is always associated with evil. But that's not the foundation of blood. Blood is the very lifeline of what people need to live. And we look at the Old Testament of the Bible and we learn that God set up this sacrificial system in the Old Testament because God created a way for people's sins to be forgiven by him. And so, as most of you know, he set up this animal sacrifice system where people would commit certain sins and then they would look in the law or the Pentateuch, the books of the law in the Bible, and they would be told what animal or what animals to sacrifice, even the process of sacrificing them, exactly how they were supposed to do it. And so you had this real elaborate way of making sacrifices, and the idea behind that God created is that something has to pay for sin. There has to be atonement made or payment made. In fact, if you fast forward to the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 9, it says that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. So this is something that God created early on and continued on. And when Jesus came along, Jesus was, as we know, the sacrificial lamb, the last sacrifice for sin was the pouring out of Jesus's blood. And I love the beginning of this song. What can wash away my sin? The song asks questions. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And then it says, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. The fact that God looks at us and he sees us as white as snow, that contrast from blood and blood stained to pure white. Think about Jesus, the sacrificial lamb, the brightness of the lamb, the whiteness of the lamb, white being a color that represents purity. That's why wedding dresses are white. But I think about this, that he cleanses us. He takes the stains out. God is the master at removing stains that are created by our sin. And he washes us white as snow. The Psalms say that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed our transgressions from us. So that when God sees us, he sees purity. But remember Hebrews 9, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. We don't have animal sacrifices anymore because the perfect, unblemished Lamb of God put himself on that cross so we could be washed white as snow. Wow, that's good news. Let's pray. What can wash away my sin? Only you, Jesus. What can make me whole? Only you, Jesus. And how precious of a sacrifice. It cost you everything for me and for my friends. And you did it so willingly. And that just blows my mind, Lord Jesus, that you would have crawled on that cross yourself if they wouldn't have placed you on it. Because you knew that that's why you were born, to die. And as hard as that is to wrap our minds around, we are reminded that that's the only way that we could have been cleansed from our sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. As I go through today, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Forgive me for the sins I continue in, that I repeat over and over, even though I've told you I'm sorry. May I fully turn from those sins, Lord. May I be closer to you today than I was yesterday. And Lord, tomorrow may I be closer to you than I was today. Thank you for washing me clean. Thank you for taking every stain of sin out of my life. I'm so grateful, Father. May I go into today with joy, knowing that I'm forgiven because I've accepted your free gift. Your free gift to me that cost you everything. Thank you for that. In Jesus' precious name, amen.